I'm reminded to begin with of the story of two men building a house. It says one built his on the sand, the other built his on a rock. What I'm impressed with is it says the rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house. It beat upon both houses, the wise and the foolish. What I'd like to talk to you tonight about is I want to back up from divine healing. Because there is a preparation, young people, that you need to make.
Yes,
to be ready for that day when the storm beats on your house.
Yes.
You'll need a foundation on that day.
Yes.
I want to talk to you for just a few minutes, and there will be three of us talking, so I want to keep this very brief. I want to talk to you about the value of building your trust in God. A confidence in the ability of another.
Yes.
A confidence that you build. Today, many of you are healthy, and you have no need of what this discussion is today about divine healing and trusting God. The storm's going to come. It'll come to everyone.
Yes.
And it'll be needful that you are prepared for that day when it comes.
Right.
We need to have this motto. It's in Proverbs 3 and 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your paths. Very first step that I see to trust is that I need to submit my ability to reason to God. Because all of us have the ability to reason. God gave it to us. There are areas of our life that I need to submit that back to God. He said that his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. I need to have a knowledge, not just in my head, but down in my heart, that I can't see past this immediate moment. How can I chart my course since I can't tell what the future is going to be?
Yes.
And especially with eternity out ahead. How can I say I know the right way to go? I need to submit my ability to reason to God. Joseph, to me, is a perfect example of having done that. Joseph, to me, is an example that trust in God will take out those highs and lows that life wants to bring us. It will level it all out. Because Joseph had those times where he had the coat of many colors. He was in favor. And a few days later, he was in the pit.
Yes.
He was in Potiphar's house, second in command one day. And days later, he was in prison. And he was able to submit his ability to reason to God.
Yes.
And just trust. You know what? I have given my life to God. He can do what he wants to with me. I can see that at the end of it all, where Joseph was able to tell his brothers, "You aren't the one that put me here. It was God that put me here."
Yes.
And for us today, young people today, when everything is going good in your life, right now is the time to start building. Because
yes.
I lived in Louisiana when hurricanes would come. Hurricane is different than a tornado. With a hurricane, you get a couple days warning. It's coming this way. You need to make some preparation. If you want to get plywood on your windows, you better go ahead and get it done. And then the time hits when there's no time now to prepare. It's time to hang on because the storm is here. This is the time for you to prepare. It's not time when you get the call that you have cancer and it's going to take your life. You don't have time then to build a trust in God. Now's the time to start building it. So I want to give you some areas, young people, that you can start today building your trust in God. On your money, on the coins. In America, we still have this phrase, it's in God that we trust. If the economy is going great, if the economy is falling apart, it's really God that we're trusting in. I remember in the past when I was a young person going out to look for a job, I had two things in mind. What's the benefits and what's the pay? You know what? As we start trusting in the Lord, I start looking at some other things and say, Lord, you know, I don't even know the influences that there may be on that job and whether it will hurt me spiritually or whether it won't. And I start learning to say to the Lord, Lord, I submit my ability to reason. And I ask you to block this job if you can see out in the future. What does that have to do with divine healing? It has a whole lot to do with it. Because we're moving into an area to where I start putting everything over in the trust department. I start taking it before the Lord. I don't trust my own reasoning anymore. And God can look at it. He sees way out in the future. And he's not willing that any would perish, but that every one of us would be able to make heaven our home. So he has some things that he says, I tell you what, if I could bring this into his life, it will give him the best opportunity to make heaven his home. And my ability to reason would be that, no, I want everything positive in my life. It's going to be important for us before the storm ever hits, this storm of sickness. It's a storm, and I want to tell you, we're battling it today with people to decide, what will I do? I haven't prepared for the storm, and it's here now, and I'm going to have to make a decision. I haven't built my trust in the Lord like I should have before, and now I've got to make a decision.
Yeah.
There are other areas that I need to be using to put my trust in the trust department, God's trust department. You know, they tell you to plan for retirement. I can do that. It's okay to do that. But I want to tell you, it also warns us, charge them that are rich, that they don't trust in uncertain riches.
Yeah.
These are areas before I ever get to the big one, that here it is now. I could die with this one. Before I ever get to the big one, I take in all these places and I start putting them over in the trust category.
Yeah.
Lord, I am trying to look out for the future, but I want to tell you something. If America would fall apart tomorrow and it's all gone, I have learned to trust in you. You will take care of me. And it starts moving us into an area to where we can be prepared for when the big one comes. When I have put these areas, the temporal areas, in the trust department, it moves me now into the place that I can put my body in the trust department.
Yes.
Confidence in the ability of another. Confidence in God's ability that he cares about me. He has my best interest at heart. And sometimes the best interest is not that I stay well all the time. That verse says it was good for me that I had been afflicted. And that is not just sickness. We don't read at any time where Joseph got down with a sickness, a virus or a cancer or anything, but he was afflicted. He had a lot of things come against him, but they proved him. And for us today, how can I trust God for that big one when it comes? If I haven't through my life been moving areas into the trust department. When I tell God in these temporal things that I'm going through, Lord, I see this. It seems like this would be the best way for me to do this business decision. But Lord, I want to tell you, I put it in your hands because you can see farther down the road. Lord, you could see that this could take me in a direction that down the road it would cause me to be lean in my soul. And so I move these things into that area. And then I come to the place where I'm now ready. I've been picking up from those and I see God cares about me in those areas. And now it's time that I can put my body. And we heard the verse. We heard this verse this morning. In Romans 12 and 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present what? Your money, your bodies, a living sacrifice,
yes,
holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Until this morning and last night as we're studying about this, I really hadn't connected the two together. I always saw this as sanctification. This is the time when I tell the Lord, Lord, everything I have is yours. It means my body is his also. That I now put that in his hands and say, Lord, I'm interested in making heaven.
Yes.
And Lord, I give you one more area of my life.
Yes.
To touch. Yes. He did it with Job. Job allowed him to do it with him. And it started out with Job's temporal things. You remember when those temporal things went and Job was faithful? And the devil said, yes, he can be faithful in those areas, but I tell you what, I know the area that he will fall in. You touch his body and he will curse you to your face. We make those preparations in the temporal things, preparing for the big one. Job was faithful when his body was touched too. To realize, you know what? I trust God for all areas of my life. God is able to keep me well and healthy. Should he not, I trust you, Lord, because you've got a purpose for it. The verse that Sister Maxine gave, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Glorify God in your body, which are his. You remember when Jesus said to the Father, Father, I want you to glorify me.
Yes.
And he said, I've been doing it up until now, and I'm about to do it again. What was just fixing to happen? Jesus was soon to be crucified in just a short time.
Yes.
But he would glorify God in that action.
Yes.
In that time where he could have called all those angels to deliver him. And he was willing to let God work his will in his life. For me, we need that solid foundation. And I want to tell you, we don't have to look back to the Old Testament, to Job or some of those, to see an example of it. In our modern day, there have been examples of people that put themselves in God's hands.
Yes.
I wish today that Brother Curtis Williams could be here.
Yes.
I'd sit down for him to give his testimony. When he was willing, I used to work with Curtis at the Williams Center. He was a provider for his home. And he told the Lord, Lord, you can do whatever you want to with me.
Yes.
Willing to let his job go. He had been there for years and years. Willing to let that go. Put it all in the Lord's hands. And for almost 1 year, you couldn't tell whether it's going to go one way or the other. And then the Lord brought him out of that. Today, he's in the battle again. But I want to tell you, his conviction is just as strong as it always has been. His body is in the trust department. Lord, I've learned to trust you in all these other temporal areas of my life. You have shown me that you care about me. And now I put this one in your hands. We all have testimonies of what God has done for us in the past, the healings that he has done. Paul came up against a place where he said he prayed 3 times that an affliction would be taken from him. He had a thorn in the flesh, whatever it was. He desired that it would be gone. Folks, we can think of divine healing as one of those machines like you buy a pop from. I put it in, I make my choice, and it's always healing. I always want to be well and have no problems. And so I hit the button and get what I want. Something more than that. When I start realizing that eternity's out ahead, and God may be through this wanting to make some adjustments in my life so that I would be ready. He prayed 3 times to be healed, and God's answer was to him, I've got grace that's sufficient for you. There's going to come a time, each of us, no matter what choice we make, about how we let God deal with our work with our body. We've each one got an appointment ahead. There will come a time when God will not heal us,
yes,
and we go out into eternity. Should we choose otherwise, there will come a time when no doctor on earth can keep us here.
Yes.
It's not because they can't do anything. We don't want to say they can't do anything. It's because we have an appointment with Yah Almighty. What a wonderful day that would be if through my life I have been putting things in the trust department. And now my body is in the trust department where I say, Lord, you can do what you want with my life. And as I breathe my last breath, that I would be able to say, even so come,
yes,
Lord Jesus.